This is the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair 2007 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm Jason Lopez. There are hundreds of stories here, so many ideas, and so many high school kids with boundless energy.
I was thinking about making a superconductor in where it takes the elements of the air and centrifuges it within chemical reactions in a little module and converts it into electricity, but that took too much research.
So how about something simpler?
So then I was researching about why hybrid cars supply less mileage on the highways in the cities.
Problem identified. This is the voice of an Ohio high school senior, Ruby Conda. And this is how she invented a way to make hybrid cars even more efficient.
So I researched that, you know, on the highways, it's like 51, cities it's 60. And that was because me and my dad went car shopping. And so I was just wondering, that was my question. And so I researched and I saw that hybrid cars work on regenerative braking. So I wanted to improve that and kind of incorporate my idea into, you know, India and maybe hybrid cars.
Oh yes, India. That figures into Ruby's story, so let's back up for just a second.
So I went to India over the summer, and in India what they have is they only have 5 hours of electricity allotted to every village in one day. So what the people do is they have generators, which capture a little bit of that electricity and store it in a generator to power for the rest of the day. But that's not very efficient, so I wanted to improve that.
Okay, so are you following? India, stored electricity, regenerative braking in hybrid cars. That leads to Ruby's idea.
So I researched how it works by a dynamo, which is a turbine. And so I took the same concept of a turbine, but reconfigured it into the suspension system of the car, because the suspension system is always moving. So it's generating a lot more voltage. Now all this voltage is being stored in the hybrid battery pack. The hybrid battery pack is what mainly runs your car. When the electricity in your hybrid battery pack is completely drained, then your car switches to gasoline. But since my device is always recharging the battery pack, you will virtually need no gasoline to run your car.
So she set out to make a gear set that moves up and down. And here's how it works. The gear set takes the up and down movement of the car, which is usually dissipated as heat, and converts it into electricity. Now, a typical hybrid car has 230 individual cells.
These individual cells can only store 1.2 volts. Now, if my device is giving 88 volts in 1 minute with only one motor, that's enough to recharge 40 of your cells. But if you have 20 of these motors running alongside your car, four of my gear ratio setups, one on each wheel, and the size is amplified 5 to 10 times, you are generating a lot of voltage, and all this voltage is being supplied to your battery pack. Now, as your battery pack is recharging, since it's constantly working, your battery pack will never be drained ever. On an ideal road, your car makes an up and down cycle 10 times. 10 of those cycles with my device generates close to 20 volts, which is enough to recharge 10 of your cells. So no matter if you're driving on an ideal, a virtually almost bumpless road, you are still recharging your battery pack, no matter what. So you virtually have no gasoline dependence, and you are only running it solely on the mechanical work that is dissipated as heat.
So your car bounces up and down all day, and Ruby's device captures that energy and stores it in the hybrid battery packs. Of course, there is the burning question, has it worked in a real car?
No, I haven't worked. I'm not working with any institution at all. I haven't got a crew or anything. I actually made about 50 of my gear ratio models because at hobby shops, they only supply plastic gears. Now, in a normal car, you would want to use metal gears because plastic gears wear out very quickly. So I made about 50 of my models, and I all did it hand simulations. But I extrapolated the data to fit the car, because I don't have an institution working for me or anything.
Not surprising in the U.S. So she's thinking about an Asian developer or builder to pay attention. And the next chapter of the story may be written overseas.
If you don't have a hybrid car, then that's fine. I actually extrapolated it to, you know, developing countries. All my device needs is a suspension system, or a spring, actually. So in India and countries like that, if you don't have a car, you can employ my device in a bike, in a scooter, in an auto rickshaw, whatever has a spring. You can even do it in exercise bikes. You have a spring within there. And as you're going on your bike and exercising, you can generate electricity.
Ruby Conda is a senior in high school in Mason, Ohio. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net. At the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair 2007 in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I'm not sure if I'll continue it like within college, but I am planning on getting a patent for it. So that's mainly what I'm going to be doing.